Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Welcome, welcome, and welcome once again, everyone. Welcome to the show. I would like to introduce my co-host for the night, Black Reporter.
Protest.
What are you protesting, Black Reporter?
What is my name?
Where is it? I don't know. That's not even an up-to-date intro, Black Reporter.
That's what I'm saying. That's the old introduction.
Right.
This is a whole new season. We should have a new introduction.
Well, then, tell somebody to make us an introduction. You think I haven't been asking for the last 2 years?
Oh, okay.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right. So, protesting against something. Have not heard me on air get at people about an introduction.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, he was just complaining about that the other day, too. Dave-O.
He was like,
"You're not telling."
So it's Dave-O. Okay, I knew what to blame now.
No. It's not Dave-O, but I'm just saying that he was talking about something, and I mentioned that. He's like, "Did I tell you a long time ago my laptop got messed up?" I was like, "Yeah, all right, Dave to the O." But shout out to Dave-O. Welcome to the show, everyone. Here we are. The end of the month, June 28th, 2011. You're listening to Phone
Fantasy. We have one show left.
Right. You're listening to Phone Fantasy Radio with La Crush Hearts and Black Reporter. First off, Black Reporter, how was your weekend?
Weekend was quiet. It was quiet. I mean, extremely, extremely hot. I mean, for South Louisiana, we have been, you know, granted, yeah, we were threatened by flooding and everything, but that's all gone by the wayside. And it's kind of soaked up because our ground was in so much heat. And we finally got some rainfall, thank God, but not enough to come anywhere near to put us back to normal. So we're still hot and dry, and looks like it's going to be the same thing for the 4th of July holiday, weekend holiday. For those of you out there, I'll just give an early warning. Do not misuse fire. I know everybody's going to go out and barbecue and everything else, and more power to you. But do it safely, do it with respect, and do it with care.
Mm-hmm. So. Right, 'tis the season, right. All right, folks, New York City was popping this weekend for two reasons. One, it has gone through that gay marriage is actually legal in New York City.
Congratulations.
And then on top
to
of that,
the gays.
Right. And then on top of that, we had Gay Pride. Gay Pride in New York City, the big old parade that they have on Sunday. It goes,
that was just timed that way.
Right.
I was wondering if that was timed that way.
Right. So you know they was getting wicked on Sunday.
Yep.
You know they was acting a fool on Sunday. I don't care what nobody say, they was acting a hot mess on Sunday. But that's all right. Shout out to them.
There was a move I saw some gay men do in the parade where they went down Fifth Avenue, went down on one hand to do a push-up, and it didn't exactly look like a push-up. I'll put it like that. As they were marching down Fifth Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Makes you wonder.
Right. They were there. But you know what? More power to it.
More power to
it.
To them.
Mm-hmm. Also, there's a lot of stuff going on in music news if you want to. RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan, he actually is being cast in G.I. Joe's sequel, which is awesome. You know, New York native. He producer, actor, all that, rapper, all that. He's doing big things. So that's a awesome thing. I like seeing him. I like his little swag. So I think that's cute.
This is not music news. This is just news that most folks would not know. For those sports fans out there who remember the championship in which North Carolina State beat University of Houston at the last second, the gentleman who scored the last 2 points at the end, Lorenzo Charles,
he passed away.
He died in a bus accident in, as a matter of fact, I think it was in North Carolina. He skidded off the highway and he was alone, and he passed away yesterday.
Wow.
So,
I heard about that too. Okay, another hot ghetto mess. BET Awards. Came on Sunday.
You mean the Chris Brown Awards?
Holla, Breezy Diddy L. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a Breezy fan, so right. Chris Brown did his thing. Right. Mary did her thing. I thought it was cute. I mean, I don't expect much from the BET Awards. You get what I'm saying? I'm not comparing. You know, I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
You come in, not expect too much.
right. I'm sorry, but I don't put them side by side. Like, I'm not going to put the BET Awards up there with the Grammys or the Oscars or something like that. No, the BET Awards is just that, the BET Awards. You get what I'm saying? I can't even put them next to Soul Train Awards. You know what I'm saying? The BET Awards is just that, the BET Awards. So the fact that the little girl got up there and read the right name, Chris Brown did win. The tablet was right. She was right. But ghetto-ass BET was wrong. It had the girl looking a fool. And I know she was embarrassed in front of millions of people or a million people, whoever, how many you ever watched. You know what I'm saying? And then everybody trying to get at her like it was her fault. She's like, who? Rihanna? Who? Drake? Who? What? What? Right. She was right, actually. So I hope she ain't getting no slack for that. She was actually right. Chris Brown did win that award.
Now, I've got something to say about last night's show. Piers Morgan. I know very few people who are listening to us watch Piers Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
But you missed a great interview with Beyonce. The girl's from Texas. Pull up. It means something to those of us here in the South. I mean, just because she's not from New York don't mean diddly.
Exactly right. It don't mean diddly. Don't care where she's from. Boo. Her performance sucked. Her performance sucked on Sunday. But I can't hate on Beyonce because Beyonce been doing her thing. She internationally known on the microphone, so you know you can't hate like that.
And she was saying that she didn't realize the impact of what 16 Grammys. You know, you can't hate 16 Grammys. You know, there's got to be a reason for 16 Grammys. But I thought, go ahead. I thought the cool thing of the entire Piers Morgan interview was when Piers and she had tea, English tea. And she ate a scone, okay? And, you know, most black folks wouldn't know what the hell a scone tastes like and whatever. But she brought it on home. You know, she picked the scone, being hesitant and everything, and she said, wow, this is delicious. And he said, is it? He said, yeah, it tastes just like a Popeye's biscuit. And that brought it on home for everybody.
Right.
If you ever ate Popeye's fried chicken, ate their biscuits, then you got a mental idea of what, you know, she was talking about and everything, and that just hit it home.
Right. Anywho, moving right along.
Oh, be that way, hater. Be that way, hater.
Anyway, what else can I think of right now? I can't think of anything else that went down. Like, my weekend was cool. It was laid back. I went to a swing party on Saturday night. Mm. You know, I got my swinging on. Had good times. Shout out to Lee for having me and all them good people over there for having me. What else? Oh. If you want to join the conversation, you sure can. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Just go ahead.
My God, no mistakes.
Just go ahead. I've been practicing. Just go ahead. Give us a call. Press that one. We'll bring you on the air. As a matter of fact, we got somebody waiting on the air now with their question mark up, hand up, I guess. 856, how you doing?
What's good?
What's going on,
baby boy? Each other, man. Yeah, I wanted to comment on two things.
Go ahead. Well, first of all, tell me.
Before you comment, let folks know who you be.
Right, where you from?
It's your boy Blessed Out, man. Trenton, New Jersey, in the building.
Okay.
But so yeah, Beyonce is very, very gifted, very talented. At the same time, she played her own self out by that move she made with Jigga. Now she paying for it and regretting that.
What do you mean?
What I mean by she paying for that and regretting that now is you got with Hov, the whole doing his thing. He had that thug image. But she didn't realize that you bigger than Hov. You made a piece of the whole career. Now you fired your dad that demanded you for a minute. Now, your label beating you in the head at the same time, your husband co-signed that. So they wanted to push your album back. Matter of fact, they didn't want to put the album out. So have somebody that you fired, your pops, have your husband co-sign that for you. They're going through a little something right now. It's karma, though. Look how you did, Michelle. Look how you did, Latoya Lockett, because your dad was mad at you. Look how you treated them. Basically, all that's coming back to her right now.
Oh.
Damn. Okay.
Besides the awards, I don't even watch the awards no more, man, because the award right now is watered down, man.
They give everybody an award.
They give new rappers. Like, I stopped watching when they gave Ashanti. She only been in the game for like a year and a half, and they gave her the Achievement Award. It takes 10 years or better for you to get that award.
They gave her an achievement award.
Yeah, they gave her a lifetime achievement award. 2 years in the game.
Who's this we're talking about again?
Ashanti.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, me neither.
They did.
I love the fact that they gave Patty an award this year. I watched the show. I did watch it. I muted it off and on, but I watched the show. It was more for the performances than anything. That's all it was really about. Mm-hmm. You wanted to see. And I wrote that on the board. That's what most of these shows are about nowadays. It's for the entertainment, for the performers. Diggy did his thing. You got to give props to little Diggy Simmons. He did his thing before the actual war show. He was outside. He did his little rap and dance and moves and stuff like that, which is kind of cute. I mean, you know, it is what it is. Anyway.
You're right. It is what it is.
Patty should have been honored.
Huh?
Patty should That should have been honored.
You're right. That should have been honored.
Right, you're absolutely right. Right. We're not even going to go into the dynamics of that. We already know all that good stuff. But anyway, it was the fact that she got honored anyway, you know? She did her thing. She sung her little song, you know, kicked off her heels, pulled up her dress. You know how she do.
You know where she's from, though, right?
Huh?
Where's
she from?
Philly.
New Jersey. Nah, she's from... They did that because when she came in the game, Trent, at the same time, over Trenton and Philly, Philly was the most marketed for her.
Well, okay.
Nah, she's from Trenton. Her sister, my aunt is friends with her and her sisters. They all, okay, that's cool.
That's what's up. Call me Peanut M&M. All right, so. No, I'm sorry. I was reading somebody's status on Facebook. Matter of fact, y'all can hit us up on Facebook at Hearts Radio, Facebook.com/Hearts Radio. Y'all can like us. Or you can add me as a personal friend at Facebook.com/LaHearts, LaHearts. You can also add Black Reporter as soon as he get him a page.
Yeah.
Right. And what I was reading was, shout out to the icon, Flav White. He said, call me Peanut M&M because Flav melt in your mouth and not in your hands. So I was reading that out loud. Right, I was reading that out loud. Mm-hmm, me too. Me too, shoot. Acting up. They acting up on Facebook. Okay, so let me go ahead, get into this next song set right here. Well, first song set. We haven't done it. Dave is feeling freaky. A lot of people requested some freaky songs this time around. So do not blame me. Some people requested some freaky songs. And I've been promising this person I'll play their song forever. So we're going to play these three songs. We're going to come back, and we're going to actually get into the topic for tonight. And that question for tonight is, when a woman pursues a man. Men, have you ever been approached by a woman? And women, have you ever approached a man? That's how we're starting off tonight. Call us up, 805-830-8320. That number again is 805-830-8320. And the first song of the night will be Blizzom, Love or Lust.
Shameless, yeah. Listen, where you at? Let's go, baby. Be a ride, die, chick, come. Be all, baby. Everything what it takes to be with a G, baby. Hey, I love chilling with you on them late nights. I'm another homie trying to slap me when we play fight. Girl, I love to lick a little hot chance when you do that hot dance. Got my little soldier up on rock, man. Maybe this is a Mr. Freaky Dicky. Got that little nasty boy look in my eyes. I know you see me. See, I got my girl thing going, but I love fashion, baby, and it's showing when I cut you in the morning. Tell me what's your state of mind. Are you more than just a dime? Can you understand my grind? Cause a real woman's hard to find. And I ain't trying to waste some time with another group you trying to take what's mine. That's true. We can talk about it later. If you start up on your stomach, get up on your knees. Shorter, let me take you. I know we both feeling geeked up off them good nuts. But there's more to it. Is it love or lust? I'm a busy man, you can't be complaining about you, don't come around no more. Cause if you're down under the show, you won't be all in another man grill. Everywhere that you go, man, you know, claiming that you just flirting. But why the hell you gave that nigga your number? Come on now, who you think you're jerking? For certain, I'm a G, so I can see the fake shit. I need to know you got my back with all the problems I'm faced with. That jealousy breeds envy, baby. So your girlfriends like to call you stupid and crazy. Could be you with a rapper and a hustler. It's cause I see I'm getting to the money, trust enough. Let's fuck tonight. And shawty, you can throw it on me. Bet I come up right. I got cutting blueprints in my brain so we can live pressure. everything else, I'm a player at heart. But I'll keep it real with you if you play your part. You can call me if you get some kind of thing. Maybe it's time to rain. Watch your life change from a mother to a brain. Probably switch your last name to match mine. But only if it's love, not lust, in due time, baby. So shout out what you gon' do.
All right, that was some remix right there with Foxy Brown, Get You Home Tonight. Before that, we had some Blizzard with The Love of Lust. People, take note of Blizzard, because Blizzard will be on the show on our brand new segment next month. Hopefully, he'll be my first guest. That'll be awesome. So shout out to Blizzard, K100. He does a show on here, Keeping It 100. Black Reporter, what you think of the Blizzom joint, Love or Lost? Wait, hold on.
Blizzom had a pretty smooth background, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So
anyway,
we got Blessed Child. What you think of Blizzom?
It was nice, man. It had a nice little ring to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling it.
Okay. And 614, how are you, Eel? John always got phone problems.
Always.
But shout out to John from Columbia. Anyway, so tonight's topic is when women pursue men. So now that we have two men on here, Let me ask y'all, men, have y'all ever been approached by a woman from Blessed Child?
When I go down south, it's crazy, man, because when I go down south, like, yeah, they like, first time ever going down south, man, I actually had a chick like, hey, shorty, I'm messing with you tonight. I'm like, wow. You know they want to talk to you, but they play that cute, conceited role. Down south, I heard that, and I'm like, wow.
Did you fuck with her tonight?
It takes a southern woman.
Did you mess with her that night?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Black Reporter? Yeah. But look at me, Black Reporter. Stop getting into all this man business. But how was it? Where can we get at the man business? He just said yes. Let's leave it at that.
No,
anyway,
I haven't been so lucky.
You haven't been so lucky, Black Reporter?
No, I haven't.
Mm.
I'm not gonna lie and play games. I haven't been so lucky.
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind it though.
Huh?
Wouldn't mind it though. There's this
Come up north. I guess when you out of state, they know the way you dress and talk. You out of state. It's like I hear a lot of females up north. Like I love that country accent.
Mhm.
Like I had
right.
Like I love the way they talk.
Mhm. That's true.
But there's always this charm about a southern gentleman.
Mhm. Nope, that's not what it is. That's not what it is. He had it right. Did you just tell me to shut up? You see how he do me, y'all? Anyway, we're gonna keep the show moving right along. The part B to that question is, women, have you ever been approached? Have you ever approached a man? And we do have some people in the chat room. We had Dre. Oh, we had a guest in the chat room. And we have Mrs. PG in the chat room. Mrs. PG, in your heyday, have you ever tried to holler at a man? You can answer in the chat room. Or Dre, what about you? Have you ever been approached by a woman? I think he answered that already, didn't he? Anyway, the number to call in, 805-830-8320. That number again is 805-830-8320. I got 347. I'm going to mute y'all. Okay. I'm going to mute y'all because y'all backgrounds is horrible right now. I don't know if y'all standing next to the fridge or something, or y'all got the fan blowing, but y'all backgrounds are all in my ear. 347-627, you on the air. State your name and where you're from, if you can.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Brick. What up, LaCrosse?
What's up, Brick? Okay.
Finally.
How you
Black
doing?
Black what's up?
Rick, my girl.
Come on, boo.
You tell me. I got a question to ask you. Today on Facebook, you posted something, and actually it came on my side as a big question mark. Did you put it, or was that something computer-wise?
I didn't put anything on your page specifically.
No. You posted something in the Playhouse.
Oh, yeah. What about it?
Well, okay. What was it? Was it a big question mark, or was it something that I couldn't read because of my phone?
You couldn't read it because of your phone.
Okay.
Yep. Anyway, Ricky, what's up, big girl?
What's up, girl? What's today's flavor? What y'all talking about today?
Today we're talking about when women approach men. The question
I do that all the time.
We know
I've been charged with sexual harassment I don't know how many times.
Right.
I do it all the time.
I get threatened with that. So this is a new dating technique. You know, a lot of folks like, oh, I don't do that. Oh, that's not me. But can I just remind females that, you know, in some cases, if you see a guy that you're interested in and you purposely bump into him, that's your way of hollering so you can have that conversation. You know, when you do
we
something intentionally.
Like
right. They like it. They blushing.
I like when you holler. They blush and giggle just like a woman.
Don't they?
They love it. I'm telling you.
I love watching them squirm. I love watching them squirm.
And when they squirm and they start blushing,
mm-hmm.
you see little dimples in their cheeks and everything. They just get so flush.
Mm-hmm. They don't know how to act. They don't know what to do.
You know, they good looking, they gorgeous. They sit up there like, nah. I'm like, don't nobody tell you you gorgeous? I said, I tell you you gorgeous every day you was with me. They sit there and they blush.
Shut up,
guys like that, they like to be rude just like women do.
Right.
Shut
right.
up, Rick. Giving away all our secrets.
What secret? Wait, Black Report, there's a secret there? Wait, what happened? Wait. What was the secret? I missed it. What?
You know about the dude secrets, so all the guys' secrets. They like that. They like when a woman approaches them. Listen, guys don't like to do all the work all the time.
Mm.
You know, sometimes we really need to step up and realize, hey, you know, it's all right to tell a guy he look good. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You're not losing any of your femininity telling a guy he look good.
Right. Right. And I think that if you did do something intentionally, like, okay, you dropped something because, you know, if he's a gentleman, you know what I mean? That's your test to see if he's a gentleman. You drop something, he'll bend over and pick it up for you, and you cheese it, and that's supposed to be the start of a conversation. I think that's you starting, that's you hollering. That's you trying to put yourself in that predicament where, you know, he could talk to you, y'all get your convo, and y'all exchange numbers. I don't know. That's just my thought of it. My theory upon it. All right, so Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
If a woman did approach you, how would you respond?
I sit down and talk to her.
You sit down. So are you sure, Black Reporter, you wouldn't get all giggly? They start cheating.
I'm not going to blush.
Yeah, you light skin, so we'll see it.
Me? Of course I love it.
You like
you looking? You might look left to right. Me?
You right?
Hey, wait, what was that, Rick?
I love you, Black Reporter.
You see, that's the problem. Britain knows me too well.
But I think he knows
you. As well as you like me to know you. But I know you.
Wow. That one went over my head too. We got another caller on the air. I think I know this number, 718-737. How you is?
I'm good. What's up?
Nothing much. How are you feeling?
I'm good.
Okay. State your name and where you from.
Mac, Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's Brooklyn in the house. Say what now? Okay, y'all lost. See? This is what I be talking about. We got three people from Brooklyn, everybody quiet. But that's all right. That's all right.
I'm Brooklyn. I'm the loudest one on here so far.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mac is from Brooklyn. What's up, Mac?
What's up? What's going on?
Nothing. Tonight's topic is when women pursue men. Mac, have a woman ever try to holler at you?
Yeah, I can say that.
Ooh.
Crush.
What?
Why you take care of the brother? I'm going to step away for just a second and go grab a friend of ours.
Okay, go do that.
Okay.
And bring me back a Frank. bring me back a Frank, nigga. So, Mac, how did that, explain to us how that situation go. How did she, what was her pickup line to you? Do you remember?
Nah, like, you could tell by, like, sometimes when they blushing, when they smiling, smirking, things like that.
I smile and smirk all the time. I don't mean I'm trying to holler at you.
You're right. I'm damn sure about that.
They got that sparkle in the eye.
Yeah, it's the vibe.
It's the vibe. It's that body language.
There you go.
All of a sudden, her titties get hard. You see her nipples through the shirt. Go ahead, Mac. How did you know? Like, what if a man was being approached and he doesn't know? This is the way you can help other men out there that's been approached by
women.
I mean,
women actually, you should know. It's just that something.
Yeah, I get that all the time. I'm a Scorpio, so my face has nothing but that something. So
yeah, that's nasty.
And I don't even be thinking about sex sometimes, but it look like it, especially when I'm thinking about food.
Don't
be like
always
about
think
sex.
About sex.
Mm-mm. I mean, I be thinking about food, how sexy food is. However.
Don't be always thinking about sex.
We do, don't we?
Yeah. Well, y'all, I'm not a Scorpio.
I want to massage you with some Jell-O.
Okay.
What color?
What color? I want green Jell-O. Wanna rub you down with some green Jell-O.
Green Jell-O.
Why go away from good line Jell-O like that?
This is what happens when you leave me here by myself, Black Reporter. I thought
green Jell-O was too sticky.
I start flirting about green Jell-O. Anyway, folks, the topic for tonight is when women approach men. Our friend Mac here from Brooklyn said he has been approached. Oh, he disappeared. Mac? Okay, guess not. All right, Brick. That's good. I scared him away, Brick.
I don't know. He thought like he was sleeping anyway. He was laid back on the bed like he was chilling.
OMG, I haven't tried. You always thinking about sex. I'm not always thinking about sex, PG. What about you, Dre? Dre, any woman ever try to approach you, try to holler at you, like, yo, what's popping? I've done that. I've approached a guy, you know. I have to rub on his arm a little bit. Hey, how you doing? And I give him the sweet talk. Like, hey, how you doing? And then... I have a line that I be telling people that I use all the time. And he's like, and what I do is I approach a dude, and I use this line all the time. So you know I'm trying to holler at you if I use this line on you. I'm like, why you acting like that? He looking around like, what? You know, get him.
And ain't doing nothing in the world.
Right, he ain't doing nothing. I said, like, why you acting like that? He's like, what? Acting like what? Acting like I ain't scrumptious. Come here, let me holler at you.
Ooh, damn,
and you,
girl.
They yeah, that's exactly how they go too. Ooh, wait, what? Huh? What? What? They don't even know how to respond too. They be like, ooh, what? But you know what I love though? I love the guys that want to say no, but they don't know how to say no without hurting your feelings. They want to reject you, but they don't want to be. They don't want to sound mean in front of their peoples or something like that. Or they don't want to be mean. They don't want to hurt your feelings too bad. So they'll engage you for a little bit, and then they'll say they have to go. Where you going, nigga? You were
right.
Just standing doing nothing. What's that?
I have a question. I have a question for you.
Ooh.
What about the brother? What about the brother who wants to rap to you? But because of who's in the immediate vicinity,
mm-hmm.
They feel, what's the word I want to use, uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. That's their business.
What happens?
That's their business. It. I don't know.
Okay.
People, okay. I don't know, Black Report. I don't know. See my status on Facebook.
Oh,
see my
by
status
the way,
on Facebook. I don't know.
By the way, Carol said that she would try to poke her head in sometime later on. Lady C, I should say,
mm-hmm.
that she would try to poke her head in later on this evening.
I'm telling you, told her name, telling everybody. I'm telling. I'm a snitch.
That was a slip.
Mm-hmm. I'm a snitch. All right, but well, we still got another call on here. Another 347. Al 347 is in the building. Al 347-339. How you doing?
Hello, I'm good.
What your name is?
Cherry D.
What's up, Cherry D? She done came back. How you doing, girl?
I'm good.
Lord.
All right, so Cherry, what you mean, oh Lord? What are you talking about, Black Reporter? you know some Cherry?
No,
you know,
no.
Oh, okay.
No, wrong Cherry.
Oh, okay. So Cherry D,
okay.
Tonight's topic is when a woman approaches a man. Have you ever tried to holler at a man?
No, I think that's a man job.
Oh, okay. Okay, so on that note, because that's perfect, because I wanted to ask you this. So you walking in the mall, right? You see this guy. He looking all scrumptious in his white beat or his T-shirt or whatever. He looking all scrumptious,
mm-hmm.
and you go, and you go, mm. And then you purposely do something like, you know, you drop your bag or you braise up against him or something like that. You never done that?
No. Because Easy approached me first.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, guess not. They said, how you going to slip up, Black Reporter? How you going to slip up? Shout out to Vince in the Bay, Dre, Brick, Mrs. PG in the chat room with her big, bright blue letters.
APG.
And PG, how you going to steal my line? You married. Wait, what? Where'd I do that at? Only in Milwaukee. Right. Anyway, okay, I have your song. I'm going to play this request because Cherry been requesting a song like last week and I never played it. So now that you're on the air, Cherry, I'm going to get to your song right now and I'm going to play another indie artist and then we're going to come back and we're going to finish our conversation. Put everybody on mute right now. If you want to join the conversation, you sure can. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Tonight we're talking about when women pursue men. I have Black Reporter, I have Blessed Child, I have Brick, and I have Cherry D on the line. And we're going to get into this next song, which was a request by Cherry D. So Trina, she's feeling freaky.
Welcome to the wonderful sexy world of Trina. Trina.
before you start licking. I got my leg spread, ass up, waiting on the dickin'. And can't nobody y'all fuck me, I need some competition.
All over the house, we gon' tear it up. In the kitchen, on the countertop, looking over shop. The living room, the den, or even on the stairs. In the morning when we rest, we can't find our underwear. You got that ooh, as a raindrop, feeling that you kiss. So don't get mad at me, girl, if I come quick. You got to understand, you got some gossip, and I like to fuck, cause you got that good shit, baby.
Mike Moolah Production.
Mike,
I wanna
do the same thing that you wanna do.
You say, oh, so you do be crazy, and they always have a life, they know what to do with a lady. I showed up, I can get deep up in the walls, make it feel like contract, make a heart pause it. Now she grabbing on me crazy, telling me she wanna have my baby. You know the city green, that nigga 5'9.
Mike,
you
know
what
I'm
saying? Chilling at the bottom, but you set me winning. And the night moved up to fire, and she slowly kicked me. And she's riding on me, asking what's it gonna be. Wait till later, you see, I'm drinking. And you're chilling at the bottom, but you set me winning. And the night moved up to fire, and she slowly kicked me.
Mike Moolah Production.
Hey, sexy lady, what's it gonna be? You've been at the bar, staring at me. Well, let me introduce myself, my name's T.
What up?
Young Doe Boy Association's my team. I'm really glad we had the opportunity to meet. Cause you got the type of beauty, every man ought to see. Educated conversation, so I love when you speak. Smile for
Mike Moolah Production.
White I really hope you turn into a friend. Mom's up, but no trait on the beat. No TV, eyes in my partner, Peter Green.
What up?
Young Gun, Dude, Camilio, and Charlie Sting. And like Ruth Kane, boy, I'm all about my dreams. So just for the night, we can be a good team.
Mike, you got to
just say my name. And we're chilling at the bottom, but you said we win. And the night, we'll get to fire, and she's totally kicking. Riding on me, asking what it's gonna be. Wait till later, you see what I'm drinking. And we
feeling at the bottom, but you kept me hanging. And I'm not even just a fire, and you know me tripping. Riding on me, don't be
my destiny.
She likes the way I whisper in her ear. Straight to the point, making everything clear. She's my personal video vixen. Over by the soul, we have sex in the kitchen. And I bet the neighbors know my name if they listening. I think she need her medicine, I fill up her prescription. Let's make a decision to leave here together. I bet it, but make your whole life even better. The leather so strong on the couch in my hideout. You about to find out exactly what I'm about. My conversation stimulates her mind and I'll let her hit the switch and try to calm her down. She's feeling, I feel her body calling out. In that teeny weeny nigga, we got time to pop out. How many different flavors do they come in? Wow. All
my goodness, that's the time to
pop out. She's and the feeling at the bottom, but you said she wins. And I'm not even just a fire, and she's totally tripping. And she's dancing, riding on me. Don't be, wait till later, you see what I'm drinking. And you're feeling at the bottom, but you're sexy winning. And I'm not even just a fire, and you're slowly tipping. And you're riding on me, asking what you
don't be. Mike from the Rock
Productions.
Oh, go me, I'm a sexy lady sipping at the bar on some water, I don't drink. Anyway, welcome back to Phone Fantasy Radio, your girl, the Crush Hearts, and that right there was Mr. Petey Green with Sexy Women, Blue Sky Entertainment, and the building, Al. That was fire. I thought it was fire. I liked it. I liked the vibe to it and all that good stuff. I get back on air. I'm about to click him in and he hang up. You see, this is why I don't fuck with Black Reporter sometimes. Anyway, before that, we had, what's her name? Trina. Yeah, Trina with I Got a Problem. I like that song, too. I mean, I haven't really heard it much, but I dig that song. I dig that song. Anyway, I'm going to bring people in. Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you sitting in front of a fan or something?
That's the air conditioner, and I, you know, I'm not standing in front of it, but I'm a little bit of a distance away.
Oh.
But it's kind of loud, so.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what do you think about that last song I just played?
Petey Green got it going on. That was smooth.
You like that, right? I like that, too.
I like that, too.
All right, so that means it's a crossover song because Black Reporter is of an older generation, and I'm of a younger generation. So that's a crossover song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Blessed Child, you still with us, Blessed?
Yeah, I'm here.
So what you think about that last track we played, Bless?
I'll it because, like, you know, I'm young, but I, you know, man, I know about the old school. It's like it took it back to the fundamentals of R&B.
Really?
Yeah, it's like nowadays R&B ain't gonna talk about it don't make no sense. Half of them can't sing, you feel me? But you can tell, man, he dedicated to his work. I was really feeling it, man. It's like that young school, but not that old school vibe to it.
Oh, okay. Al, go Petey. All right, I'm going to bring in the last person. Brick, you still with us, Brick? I believe this is Brick. Wait, hold on.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, and what do you think about that last song I played, Brick?
Very mellow, I like it.
You like it? I liked it, too. I thought it was a cool track. I meant to play it last week, but I'm glad I played it this today. Because that seems to be the theme for tonight is a lot of freaky stuff, a lot of freaky rap. I don't know. It does. A lot of freaky rap, but that was real smooth right there. So shout out to Petey Green from Blue Sky Entertainment, Milwaukee, stand up. Y'all got a hit. And for all those that don't know, Petey Green is Mrs. PG's husband. Anyway, anyway, back to the conversation and the topic at hand. PG, who approached who? Did PD approach you or did you approach PD? That's what we want to know. Hey, Dre, are you back yet, Dre? Dre, we got the lovely Hazel Eyes in the chat room right now. We got Brick, we got Dre, and we got Mrs. PG. So shout out to the lovely Hazel Eyes. How you doing, lady? I don't know. But Brick, have you ever approached a guy and he and then y'all have like been like a long-term relationship?
Yeah. Well, how long is long-term?
Over 3 months. How about that? Over 3 months.
Barely. Yeah, I just made it. Yeah. There's so many good-looking men out here. You know, I don't know. There's so many good-looking men out here. It's hard to just choose one.
You're right. What about you, Bless?
Say something about that topic is, man, it sums it all up, man. I learned from the old school. I'm young, but I learned from the old school, man.
Hmm.
What I do know is that I learned through my years, man, that look at these females. You got a lot of sexy females. They dress to impress.
Feel me? Uh-huh.
That's their weakness, like, because you know when you come up with something looking fly, sexy, everybody wolves is out. Everybody trying to holler at them. But I learned, man, look, don't pay, even though, I don't care how sexy he is, don't pay no attention, because you don't pay him no attention. That's going to mess their head up, because they thinking, everybody coming at me, but this dude, what's wrong with this dude? Feel me? Everybody screaming at me. Everybody screaming at this one dude, not screaming at me. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, I'm going to make you come to me. I'm not going to holler at you. I'm going to make you come to me. I'm going to make you wonder why I'm not screaming at you. I'm going to make you come to me like, look, there's something wrong with me. I'm going to tell you straight up now, you're gorgeous. But therefore, I'm not going to chase. I'm just that type of dude. I'm not going to chase. And another reason how you mess a chick head up, like I talked to some chick the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in a relationship with her for like 4 months. It's like, mm-hmm. it's old though, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I did approach her, I ain't gonna lie to you. I did approach her downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So that she had an attitude and all that. Yeah, I got a man. Came at me, yeah, I got a man. On some more ruthless stuff. I said, you know what? Just make sure you take care of your man. That messed her head up because she expected me to be at the rest of the dudes like, oh, fuck your man. This, nah, I'm not going to come at you like that. Respect. I came at her like, look, man, make sure you treat your man right. And I hope he treat you right. And I left for that debt like a month later. She seen me a month later and tried to holler at me.
Okay.
So it's like a psychology move, man. You smart, you study. Basically, man, I'm putting it like this. Half of these people in the world use like 15-20% of their brain power. Imagine you lose like 60 or 70. Diamond.
Okay.
You feel me? One time in the game.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You gotta think how, just like females gotta think how males move. It's like males gotta think how females move. You feel me? At the same time, if you approach me, if you sexy, I'm going to let you know you sexy. But at the same time, I'm not going to be that one. Yo, what's up, shorty?
Well, I'm like the high five song. She's playing hard to get. I like doing that. I mean, you know, I went to the swingers party, and there was some beef there. And I tried to throw my game at him. But he fucked me up, and he threw his game back at me, and I was like, no, don't touch me. I got mad. I got tight, though. Like, nah, never mind. No fun if you throw it back at me. That was just my story.
A lot of these females, like the other caller, I respect what he said, a male, how that, though. Nah, man, was, in a sense, he right. That's the same time, man. I'm the cat. Like, look, man, you want me? You know you want me out. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to shoot you signs. You feel me? I'm going to shoot you signs and say that I'm interested, but nah, I'm not going to come at you like, oh, what's good, this and this and that. Nah.
What's wrong with coming out? As you heard Cherry D say, there's some women out there that prefer that traditional, hi, how you doing, my name is John type situation. So, so what's wrong with...
I would spark a conversation with you, like, what's good, this and this. I would spark a conversation with you. But basically, when I spark a conversation with you, like you said, man, I learned from the old school, the old two cats that I grew up with. I spark a conversation with you, that first 5 minutes, that first five minutes of the conversation, I could tell how you is. A person can't change overnight. So I will spark a conversation with you, see where it goes at.
All right, folks. The topic of conversation is when a man hollers at a... Oh, no, my bad. Scratch that. Rewind. It's when a woman hollers at a man. All right, well, ladies, you holler at a man, and this man is feeling himself too much. What we do then? Do we still try to holler? Do you tell him never mind? Or from a distance, he looked good. When you got up close, it was like an Ugg mug. What we do then? What we doing? Ladies, give me a call, 805-830-8320. That number again is 805-830-8320. We got a new call on the line. Black Report, are you still with me?
Yeah, of course. And I was getting ready to say it's just a little bit after 10 o'clock on the East Coast, a little bit after 9 o'clock in the Central Time Zone, and you're listening to Blog Talk Radio with Phone Fantasy Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio. Crush, bringing those new callers in.
And Phone Fantasy Radio. Why you got to say them, man? Shit, I paid them for this shit. Anyway, moving right along. Damn them motherfuckers. I'm just playing. Moving right along. We got another caller with their hands up. The 972-293. What's your name and where you're from?
Kyla Crush. It's the lovely Hazel Eyes, Dallas, Texas.
Hazel Eyes, how you doing?
Hey.
Big D in the house.
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, so now we have a whole another prospect of the situation. Okay, Miss Hazel Eyes, you know you're gonna have to school us on some stuff now.
Oh.
Have to school us on some stuff now. The topic is when a woman approaches a man. Have you done that?
Yeah, way back in the day. I only approach females.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I mean, but
that's me out.
Right.
That's scratching me out.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do the same game work on a female as it does a woman? I mean, a man? Sorry.
Absolutely. Everything is still the same. But if somebody thinks they're too good, well, yeah, they can go on. Next.
On to the next.
Absolutely. I don't sweat them. I let them.
Ooh, I like that. I don't sweat them. I let them. What about him? So, I know men try to approach you, but back in the day, like, how do they react? So,
well,
who background is that?
I mean, yeah, back in the day when I was strictly dickly, they used to approach me a lot, but I didn't like the cocky men. I preferred approaching. I didn't like the men to approach me.
Mm.
I wanted the serious one in a little corner just relaxing and mellow and, you know, he's looking all sophisticated and stuff. Then I would approach him. I would send him a drink or something and let him know it was for me.
It's funny you bring that up because I told somebody that I have bought a drink for a dude. I have no problem with that, you know, if I got my own. And I'm down for that, why not go ahead and share the wealth? So, and they really felt some type of way. Right, they felt like, oh, no, I've never done that. No, I've never. But my thing is, It's a drink. It's a $7 or $3 drink. Like, come on. Like, you pay that much to get to the damn party. What? Y'all really, I don't know. Maybe that's just
me. Well, the way you got to look at it is you invest a little and then they invest a whole lot.
Thank you. Thank you. This is a businesswoman right here. This is a businesswoman right here, folks. Y'all need to get a notepad out and write these things down because these things do apply. They do. I totally agree with you on that note right there. Sure do apply. You never know. You might. That $7 drink may turn into a couple of hundred. That rent be paid next month. But I'm just saying.
Yeah. Already.
I'm just saying, you know. Okay, so ladies and guys, have y'all, for men, have you ever let a woman pay for a meal? And ladies, have you ever actually paid for dinner, the first date? We're gonna start with Brick. Brick, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Brick. The fact that you approached these dudes, and you, have you ever paid for the first date?
Yes, I have.
Okay. And how much was it? Was it over 100?
It was over 100.
Damn, it was? The hell y'all do? I was like, most I paid was 60, so what the hell y'all do? And that was movie and dinner in the picture. Like, what the hell y'all do? Y'all went on the way over the weekend or something? What the hell?
Actually, we just went to Applebee's.
Are you serious?
Serious. But we had a lot of drinks.
Oh, right. Okay, Blessed Child, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
You said you have let a lady approach you, right?
Yeah.
And have you ever let her pay for the first date?
Nah, not at all.
Aww.
I feel like I paid for it, man. I paid for it. I mean, but it depends how far we take it. Now, man, we go to that point that we going to talk, it's going to be vice versa. I got it. I don't got it. You got it. You got it. I don't got it. But the first date, now, I feel like a man should pay for it.
Okay. All right. And Hazel, what about you? You pay for the first date?
I have. Well, that's when I did the inviting. So I think it goes to whoever does the inviting.
Okay.
But
right.
I still got me at all times.
Right. Always. Ladies, if you don't know, never leave home without your credit card or some cash. Don't ever, I've always been told that, don't ever leave home without money in your pocket. If you're going to go eat, make sure you have money to cover your plate. I'm serious. I'm dead serious on that. Okay, I'm going to have to mute some people. I'm going to have to mute some people because they loud in my ear. Okay, Bless, I'm going to mute you. How do we do this? Okay. Black Reporter?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know who background it is, but they're giving me a headache. I feel like I'm yelling over them. No. I feel like
okay.
I'm yelling over them. All right, so we still, I see Milwaukee trying to take over my call lines right now. let me get to the 414s right now. 6414763.
Hey, LaCrush.
Hey, who's that? Sounding all down.
Oh my god, my voice sounds horrible.
Mm-hmm. It do, girl.
Mm.
I had surgery today, but I had to come show you some love.
Oh, get better. Thank you.
Yeah, get better, Renee.
Thank you. I actually forgot to have seen PG Stat.
Oh, right. Thank you, PG. How are you going to say PG Stat? Aren't we friends on Facebook?
Yeah, we friends, but it was on my news feed, and she put up a stat that she was listening to your radio show.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, PG. Okay,
yeah,
so
it's on my news feed that I'm supposed to be listening to your show.
Okay, tonight's question is, when women approach men, the first question I asked was, have you ever approached a man?
Yeah.
Okay. And in doing so, have you ever paid for the first date?
No.
Don't pay for the first date? Okay.
Maybe afterwards, but not the initial date.
Not the initial date. Okay. And when did you, when you approached these men, how did that scenario go for you? Did they start blushing and screaming and all that type of stuff, or were they cool about it?
They was cool about it.
I like to make them squirm. I start throwing all types of compliments at them. They be feeling all, they be feeling themselves after I'm done. I do. All right, so I'm going to get to, I got another 414 in the building. 414-687.
If you ever unmute somebody else before me, it's going to be a problem.
Look, they was here before you, man. Woman, they were here before you. Actually, I thought it was some, I didn't even know it was Renee, actually. I thought it was somebody else that ain't from your camp. That's why.
Oh, no. It's just me. Hello, everybody. It's your girl, Miss PG. Hey.
Hola, mommy.
I figured since the lovely Hazel vibes on, you're the super fluffy flirt, why not bring the trifecta and bring me in? So, you know, we have the trifecta going on. The trisexy going down.
So who wanted train? Who wanted somebody trainable?
Hazel.
Oh.
Oh, I don't need them to be trained. I don't need them to be trainable. I would train anyway. It's called the obedience class.
See,
I'm healthy.
Ooh.
Hello. Tell us more. What? This sounds like a flashback from our last conversation.
If she tell you anymore, I might have to charge you. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Guys, let's just sit back in and enjoy.
I mean, I've always
hello,
had
Black
those.
Reporter. I'm sorry. Hello.
Hello.
I was going to say, I've always had those hard heads, but as soon as they got with me, baby, they just melted. Yeah, wow.
So shout out to Ghetto.
How are you all getting along?
Huh?
Shout out to Ghetto for what?
I said shout out for Ghetto and his Ghetto ass.
Oh, fuck Ghetto. Ghetto made me sick of my own ringtone yesterday. I ain't think that was hot.
That's what you was talking about.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
It was funny. Yeah.
I'm like, I never thought I'd get tired of hearing my own ringtone. I'm sorry, Crushy. What's your question? I'm sorry. Let me behave.
No, that's good. We good. You know how we do it on here. We keep it nice and simple. We got 45 minutes remaining on the clock. So we just talking about what women approach. Okay, PG, you don't approach men, right? You let men approach you.
Look, I have fucked with guys before. I'm like, hey. But, you know, I don't go no, because, you know, I'm full of myself, so of course I'm not going to approach you. I mean, I'm PG. But I do fuck with them, like, hey, boo. But I, you know, keep it moving.
Right. I do that too. You know, you're a tease. They told me, they called me a tease. I don't think I'm a tease, though.
No, I wouldn't say that we're teases. I would just say that we, like to, have fun.
I'm a super fluffy flirt.
And other people's expenses. Why not have fun?
I will second
your motion. Don't ever leave without your own cash.
Right.
Because I'm letting y'all know now, when PD released this song, y'all gonna feel me. Because the hook is, if you want a night on the town, movie and dinner, you're not a hoe, but you owe me. So therefore, if you don't want a motherfucker to feel like you owe him some coochie when you get done eating your food, pay for yourself.
Right.
That's just
and you know
my,
what? And my thing is this. There are, unfortunately, people, ladies, if you haven't realized this by now, there are just some grimy dudes out there, you know, all around. Just some scumballs. You know, they look all right. They'll give you that good for chain, but then when it's time to...
That plastic is really rubber.
Right.
It ain't gonna do you no good. Don't leave
none
an alcohol.
None whatsoever.
Oh,
so And then guys get mad at me because I really do plan. If I ain't got the money to treat myself, I'm not going out with you. That's always, I'm dead serious. That's how I am. They're like, oh, let's go out. If this ain't payday and I ain't got no money, I can't go nowhere. I don't go nowhere. I don't go nowhere unless I have enough money to cover my, well, I'm going to the movies, or and then I have enough money to, like, where we going? If I don't know the area, I don't have enough money to get home by cab. What? You ain't catching me out there like that. Mm-mm.
Right.
No.
Bye, mommy. Love you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. I don't know.
I made that possible. I got you to try sex for, you know. I said, look, I'm going to be in the fresh show tonight. Your ass better beat it.
Okay, thank
She's
you.
Like, what?
You welcome.
Look, if she don't, she going to stab me and shit.
Ow, she gonna go see a little friend. Wink, wink. Ow.
I know, right? Ew, nasty.
All the men just sitting around the room with their head in their hands and wondering, what the hell are we doing here?
Oh, my
that
bad.
Can't,
hey, Jack Reporter, how are you?
I can't hang up. How about that? We can make this a ladies' night only. You know what? We're gonna have one of those too. You're going to have ladies'
okay,
night.
Okay, let me know.
Yeah, we're going to have ladies' night.
You got to let me know in advance, though.
As a matter of fact,
if I got a show, I ain't going to be able to make it.
Oh, as a matter of fact, I think we should do it next Thursday. We're going to have ladies' night only. Black Report, you're not allowed to come and play. July 7th
I
is going to be.
I can do that.
That's not nice.
July 7th is
Can't
ladies'
break.
Night.
We got a show on the 8th. That'll work.
Right. July 7th is ladies' night, folks. We're going to have only ladies on the line. That's it.
It's
only
late.
Ladies.
I get a night off.
You're right. You get a
y'all
night off.
Y'all can listen.
You can listen.
Y'all can
okay.
type in the chat. Y'all can type in the chat. I'll read it in my manly voice. I'm like, look, he said, you know, I'm going to get it in. Watch. Look, he said.
So, PG, you going to be my co-host for that day?
And you do know it.
I might even break open the cam. I might even break open the cam.
Oh, okay. You know what? I have my hair on. I'll be ready. Mm-hmm. Yep. We gonna double diva it up.
I might brush out one of the wigs and get on cam. I'm just playing.
We can have ladies' night. Look,
right.
Ladies' night.
Hopefully
Renee won't be all sick sounding.
No, I won't.
I'll
be better by next
7th.
Next Thursday,
mm-hmm. the 7th.
Yeah.
July 7th is going to be ladies' night. And then July 5th, we're going to be talking about how gay marriage is legal in New York City and all that other good stuff. So that's the way of doing it. So that's next week's topic. At least I got 1 week out the way. Now I got to work on the other 3 weeks. But that's... That's as far as I got. This Friday, okay, folks. Let me get into this next song. So I'm going to mute everybody. So everybody, please hold on. Hold your bridges. All right, Black Reporter, that's your ass so damn loud. Anyway, hold on. Hold your bridges. What I was going to say. Okay, starting... coming up this Thursday, we have a topic called "Is Overweight Overrated?" Right. Is being overweight overrated? Is this BBW, SSBBWs, BHMs? Are we too, is it false confidence? Is it false advertisement? Like, are we sending out the wrong messages to our youth? All that good stuff. We're going to be talking about that on Thursday night, right here on Full Face Radio, 9 p.m. until 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Time. 8 p.m. Yeah, 8 p.m. Central Time. I was right. Okay. excuse me. We have some more stuff I'm going to play, some more song requests. If you would like to submit your song requests, your shout-outs, your dedications, you can do so three ways. You can send me a direct email at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, or you can go to the website, phonefantasyradio.com, or you could call our hot box and actually leave your shout outs and your dedications right there on the voicemail, and we'll play it so that it feel more personal to whoever you're shouting out to. See how that works? Yeah, right. 347-855-7372. That's 347-855-7372. Call that number up. Listen to my lovely voice. Press, no, you ain't got to press nothing. Once you hear the beep, you leave your shout-outs, your dedications. If you're going to shout-out Phone Fancy Radio, we love y'all too. Your cousin, your auntie, your uncles. And then you tell them to listen to the next live broadcasting of Phone Fancy Radio live with La Crush Hearts and Black Reporter. And they'll feel so special, like, oh, you were thinking about me. Oh, anyway. Moving right along. Let's get back into this freaky night, freaky love, freaky whatever you want to call it. We got a lot of people that I want to shout out to. Anyway, let's see. Our next song is gonna be by Our next song is gonna be by Rico Nivotion, and it's called Groupie Love. I want some Groupie Love.
Always showing love, showing love. Grown nigga with a young nigga swag. I belong in the deli cause I'm finna go ham. Got a white groupie with me, look like Lindsay Lohan. About to take her to the club and do it with no hands. We arrive holding hands.
Of course I got a man.
She know I got a couple grand and leaving with it is a plan. So munch up on this candy bar. Anime ain't acting hard.
Groupies deserve everything, so triple slam my credit card.
I'm in love with a groupie. She on me like the paparazzi. Always showing love and always getting caught. I'm in love with a groupie, cause she knows just how to do me. She on me like the paparazzi. Always showing love and always getting caught.
Always showing love.
Shower with my mind on her, cause I know that any moment she'll be wrapping me up. I can do no wrong when it comes to her eyes. Quick to shift another trick if she ain't wrapping me right. Shorty, a masterpiece, so I'ma put her up high. Have a flashing like the finale on the 4th of July. Quick to show me love, so I'm sending it back. Love the way she know every single word to my track. She's the best of the best of them, still love the rest of them. When she hold me down, it's like men without erections. Why you be hating on me, though? Is it because you got your girl with some diamond effect, bro? I'm in love with a groupie. Cause she know just how to do it. She on me like the paparazzi. Always showing love and always getting popping. I'm in love with a groupie. Cause she know just how to do me. She on me like the paparazzi. Always showing love and always getting popping. Got a lot on my mind, but I'm sure you can tell. By the way, I'm looking through this crowd hard as hell. Trying to find me that right one. Stick out like a sore thumb. Motivated by my sound, 808 in your ism. Who that? Be the groupie of the year. Strong like Patron when you're taking it to the head. Never scared to be in front of the stage. Hands falling up and down like she was filled with a rage. She's the best of the best of them, still of the rest of them. When she hold me down, it's like men without erection. Why you be hating on me, though? Is it because you caught your girl with some diamond effect draw? Oh, I'm in love with a groupie. Just try to do it. She on me like the paparazzi. Always showing love and known to get it poppin'. I'm in love with a groupie, cause she knows just how to do me. She on me like the paparazzi. Always showing love and known to get it poppin'.
Thank you. that ass back.
Bend that ass back.
Bend that ass back.
Phone Fantasy Radio, playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
All right, folks, we're back on the air. I'm sorry, I'm having technical problems. My fingers are too fat. Anyway, I'm going to bring people in one by one. State your name and where you're from once I call out your zip and number or whatever. 856-571.
It's good, man. It's your boy, Blessed Al, calling out of Trenton, New Jersey. You already know. Yay.
337-519.
Black reporter in the South Louisiana, Cajun country.
Oh, I thought you said the Asian country.
No, Cajun country. The best food in the world.
Oh, boy. The 414-687.
Ben. It's your girl, Miss PZ, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, nigga.
For
somebody who wasn't feeling so good, you should have stepped up a lot.
That wasn't her. That was somebody else.
That was not me. You get smacked. Bam.
I'm sorry,
TT. Slap.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Let me tell y'all real quick. This last two songs I played was actually Mrs. PG featuring Big Ant with Ben That Ass Over. Right? That's what it's called, Ben?
Ben That Ass Back.
Oh, bend that ass back.
Bend that ass back on it, baby. Give a slap, Ben. What you clacky, what you
cooking?
My bad.
Right. And before that, we had some Rico Novotion with Groupie Love. They had some Groupie Love, which was kind of cool. What you thought about that, Black Reporter, that Rico, that first track I played?
It was cool. But that second one was really, it got you going. That's one of those, you know, you can dance the night away to that one.
Really? You going to dance the night away, Black Reporter?
She was bending her ass back. That's why she had them technical difficulties.
All right. I told you my fingers are too fat. Anyway, let me finish going. Bless, what you think about those two songs I played, Bless?
I feel them both of them. You know what I mean? I feel them both of them. Both of them have their own vibe to it.
Okay. We still got 347-627. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get the red button to pop up. It kept going on its own.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, 347. And you know I'm mad at Black Talk Radio for that, for having the red pill and the blue pill going on right now. Hey, 347-627, how you doing? Brick. Right.
No, she's not asleep.
No, she ain't asleep. She's mowing the lawn. Come on, right. She mowing the lawn. We're not even going to go there. Black Reporter, why you say that? Tell it, huh? I'm just saying. I know how I feel sometimes.
Yeah.
Huh? Right. I know how I feel. Right. 414-763. Please don't be snoring.
I'm not. That was wrong. Look on me. That was this
really?
One that. Father from Milwaukee. Oh, my God.
I be up and sound like I'm snoring, so I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, my goodness.
And she says this while she's yawning.
Who's yawning?
It sounded like you were yawning.
Nope. See, that's just a snore in me. I wasn't yawning.
Okay.
Me. Told you. Sound like I'm asleep when I'm wide awake. Anyway, moving right along. All right, folks.
Oh, Crush. I have a question to ask you. I have a big request.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime in the near future, after you do your ladies' night and everything like that,
mm-hmm.
can we do a old school night?
Oh, I already have that covered. You mean classic soul, right?
Oh, you do?
Right, I have that covered.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you know I'll be on my G. I mean, you know I'll be on my G. I'm actually trying to get my the website to open up. I mean, to work properly, so I could do it over there.
Okay, cool.
I want to do it over there. I got the new number, the new calling number for it. So I'm waiting. I'm just waiting to get my you know, get my switchboard over there working properly. Once I got that done, we good.
Cool.
Right. I want to do actually a couple of sessions. I've been doing something called Hood Love Session on my Cam show, so I might bring that over there too. Do a lot of R&B and stuff called Hood Love. And right, I was thinking of doing that on a Sunday actually.
I got another person that I'm bringing to your show.
You got another what?
No, I'm not. Got another person I'm gonna bring to your show. I'm gonna talk to you off the show about that. Amelia Sparks from State Property.
Who?
Amelia Sparks from State Property.
Oh.
Back in the day, Amelia Sparks from Philly.
Okay. Hey, what's up with your show? Where are we going to get your show popping?
We're
going to be on Stressed Out Radio getting stressed out.
We're going to run it right after your show.
No, we aren't. You know how hard it is for me to do my show, let alone do 4 hours? Shit, I'll be asleep by the time we're done.
You do 3 days a week, so we're gonna do on a day that you don't go on.
That probably have to be like a Saturday.
We could do it on a Saturday.
That shit on no Saturday. I'll be missing half of the time.
Yeah, because this is a big community of show hosts and everything.
No, it's not even about that. I don't care about that, Black Dakota. I'm talking about as far as, like, you know, I throw parties, so 9 times out of 10, my party
lasts. You got to get her freak on. Duh.
Right. So, 9 times out of 10, my parties will be on Saturday, so... Saturday and Sunday is kind of iffy.
We don't go on Mondays. We can rock on Mondays.
We can rock late on Monday because I'm going to be doing a show early Monday. Oh, I think either early Monday or early Wednesday I'm going to be doing a show. So we'll talk about it, though.
I don't know. I'm going to need a schedule. I can't keep it all this.
Right.
I'm going to have
a schedule and everything. I'm going to work it out. I'm going to put a calendar on the website and all that so y'all people can follow us and know what the hell.
I'm going to need my calendar somewhere else.
I'm thinking September or at least by my birthday, I want to move Phone Face Radio Live to phonefaceradio.com. That's the goal to do.
Okay.
To get off of BTR all the way over there. Right.
Cool.
So right now, folks, with me, huh?
Let y'all know Stressed Out and Phone Family about to do some big things in the future. It's going to take a minute.
It don't take that long with me. Let them know, Black Reporter. Don't take that long with me.
Exactly.
I'll get it done when I want to get
it
done.
Happen.
You know? So that's
how
I roll.
You're going to make it happen.
All right. So, Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any freaky questions lined up for us tonight?
Ew, not him asking. I'm just kidding.
Actually, no, I don't.
I'm shocked.
Me too.
I got a freaky question.
Ooh, go ahead.
Thank you for backing me up, Bless.
I want to know, this for all the females. Now, I ran into a lot of females like this. A female, you mess with a male, mess with a female, the first thing come out their mouth, I don't give head. But when they do, you know they do, but when they do, half of them better than Superhead.
I hate to say it, but you know he's got a point. PG is dying laughing.
It was freaking hilarious.
So what's the question?
Do you lie? I'm saying the question is, do you lie about giving head, or you come straight up, or do you, as a female, do you come straight up for? Yeah, I did it before. Or if you do get head, have you ever lied about it?
No.
The first time messing with somebody.
I can't lie about it because I got a can. I got a picture with a can in my mouth. Actually, I got a picture with six different cans in my mouth. I'm being serious. I can't lie about it. I got a can with six different cans in my mouth.
And I'm sure
a nigga give me that really dude look. They gonna give me that really dude. No, I don't suck dick, and they gonna look at me like really crush, really.
Yeah, that's
an unbelievable lie. Right. That's like what? Crush don't suck cans, and I'm crush skinny. Right.
Yeah.
You know that? Remember you said on your last show that you wish you were skinny with no titties? That's that I put up about you with ham. I didn't tag you in it, but it went ham. They was like, what the fuck?
I said that. I wish I was skinny with no titties.
Yeah, you said that.
No titties?
You said for a certain position that you wanted to be skinny with no titties.
Right, yeah, she said that was your dream.
Laughed my ass off. She said she wanted to be skinny with no titties, and it was like, why? Who would want to do it? It was crazy. It was
I remember that.
Had a ball.
that was a dream, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
But that was a dream she had. You know?
No, that wasn't.
You know, just,
that was a. What? That was from the question that was asked.
Oh, okay.
I'm about to put it up on my thing right now. I want to be skinny with no titties so I can do the certain position. Let's see how it goes on my. As a matter of fact, I'm putting one of my swing groups. How about that?
Now I've got a question for y'all. Of course y'all wouldn't know because y'all never been down this road before. But
so how you gonna ask?
Is it true? Well, supposedly, is it true that women...
I guess
women...
we're supposed to hypothetically hear rhetorically answer his question.
Something like that. is it true that women with the smaller titties have the larger nipples?
I've seen
those chicks with some big-ass titties. Their nipples cover half of their chest.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Well, didn't I just hear Renee? Renee, can you answer that question for us, please?
No.
Yeah, she could.
My mind may not be as big as dogs, but damn, they ain't little either, shit. I'm not part of the itty bitty titty committee. Sorry.
You're not part of that committee? Okay.
You can't have one that was
fucking. No one believes you. That's like crushing that fucking dick. No one believes you.
Okay. Oh, y'all didn't know we had a comedy part of this program, did y'all?
I'm sorry.
Ain't nothing wrong with big breasts, man. Titty fuck, that's like, it's crazy. You leave it like that.
I wouldn't know about big breasts. I'm sorry. I really wouldn't.
Oh.
I take breath
over ass. Whoa, that time, folks.
Oh,
that
time. Shit. You said because she thinks everybody's lying, she might as well join in.
Yeah,
I'll put that down as my random thought of the night.
Right.
I'll take breath over ass any day.
Me too. I mean, word. Just saying, I'm just saying.
Y'all, it's crazy.
No, we ain't.
Okay, last 2 weeks is it saying y'all nasty. Now this week y'all crazy.
Crazy. All right, folks.
Why?
Because we're not interesting. All right, folks. We're gonna go ahead. We're gonna. Ouch! I just banged the frick out of my foot. That hurt. All right, so folks, my new status message on Facebook is random thought. I want to be skinny with no titties so we can do the 69 position standing up. That's my new thought.
I can't even like
hello.
I was tagged in a post.
I think it's funny, but I can't like it. I can't like it.
Right.
Why you can't like it?
Hold on, folks. Hold
I
on,
can't
folks.
Like it because it's a 69 position. That's why I can't like it.
Right. You don't suck wee-wee. She don't suck wee-wee, remember?
Oh, okay.
All right. She don't suck wee-wee. So I want to give a shout-out to Brick, who fell asleep, Dollar Sign, The Villain, Dre, Guest 831, Guest 876, Mrs. PG, The Lovely Hazel Eyes, shout out to Jamie Bond, who's tuned in right now, listening to us. Shout out to everybody that took the time to just stop by and just chat it up with us real quick. The lines are wide open. You can give us a call at 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Right, I did it.
you got about 15 minutes left, folks. So
I know, we got
15
minutes. So, you know, if y'all want to call in, y'all might as well best to call in right now. Right now.
805-830-8320.
Let me try to impress. Don't try to show me up, man. Don't try to show me up.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to show you up.
You're trying to show me up. Oh, wow. Let's see who this wait, let's see who this 347-627 number is.
Oh, no.
347. She really is not there. Anyway, Black Reporter. What's good? You ain't got no freaky questions for us, Black Reporter.
In the neighborhood, not much. You know, I plead guilty because I didn't, quote unquote, do my homework tonight. I should have did my homework before I came in, and I didn't. But I promise you that will be corrected as of Thursday night.
As of Thursday night? So. Just going to have the. Okay, so I was going to ask that. I can't ask that because people ain't going to answer right. Let's see.
What?
I got it. No, I can't ask that either. Okay, this is a good question. Everybody can answer this. What comes to mind if you found an open container of Vaseline on the bed and no one was home?
What happened?
Hello.
What comes to mind if you came home early and you seen an open container of Vaseline on the bed and no one was home?
On the bed?
Mm-hmm.
And now the shipper row.
Huh?
Now the dresser.
Nope, on the bed.
On the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Laying on her side.
Nobody said nothing about the side, but since you said there, Black Reporter. This is Black Reporter with there. Why are you telling me that story? Why are you telling me that story? I didn't know you was going. Anyway,
I was like,
go ahead, Bless, what you said?
Only time I use a Vaseline is for my lips. When it comes to the female, you better give me that lube.
Do you use that without too? I mean, when you by yourself too?
Reality radio, y'all.
It struck me freestyle.
He said freestyle.
Actually, to be honest with you, I don't use Vaseline either.
Huh?
I'll use Vaseline either.
No.
What do you use, Black Reporter?
It's nothing.
What?
Nothing
what
at all. Nothing at all.
Interesting.
Interesting. You don't lick your fingers, Black Reporter?
Ew, nasty.
I'm so glad I'm
done eating. No crushy.
Hey, only I can call her crushy. Hello.
Yes, CG, I'm sorry.
That was kind of crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was crazy. I'm like, hold on, wait a minute.
I don't know. Crushy. I think I've done it, huh?
I'm glad you brought your show back. I miss our time together and just invading people's lives like we do. Who the fuck is watching TV? Seriously.
Invading
people's
lives.
That's Renee's background. Renee, you still with us, Mom?
Yeah.
You still with us?
I'm still here.
Okay, Renee.
Turn that big-ass TV you got off. That's a big-ass TV. Cut it off.
I'll mute you. How about that?
So... Renee, you come home. You come home and you see an open bottle of Vaseline on the bed.
You gotta find your
new
mask.
Get on nasty.
It's gonna be some problems. I'm just gonna say that. It's about to be some problems.
Really? I mean, seriously, why would it be problems if it's Vaseline? That means he was by himself.
Yeah, okay.
Not no Vaseline. Vaseline is thick, so you got a man, a female come home to a man with a thing of Vaseline on their bed. Something's wrong, man. So he either got mixed feelings or he playing for the wrong team.
That's not true.
Right.
No,
right.
That's not true.
That's not true. You don't use that for
that's
that, first of all. You don't use that.
Bro, you said that's not the type of move you use for that.
Mm-hmm. That's not true.
I mean,
and she got to be a dry ass bitch to have a jar of Vaseline on the bed too.
See, that's
I'm
what
just
I'm saying.
That's true.
You got to be like the Sahara Desert type shit.
Vaseline is
now I've heard of lotion.
What's
her
name, Sahara?
Vaseline is thick.
Right,
I had a lot of cats that was locked up that I know. Only time I used Vaseline for the assholes.
Oh.
Hello.
Right.
We don't want no part to that.
Right. That's a whole other.
Exactly.
That's a whole other conversation right there. I don't know.
That's
man.
A whole other show.
That's a whole other conversation right there. How you doing?
Nah, he was
man,
really
a
being nasty, crushy. That was
right.
So if you a female, you come home, your man got a thing of Vaseline on there, man. He having flashbacks.
Mm.
But you see, to a lot of men, Vaseline can be used for masturbation. But I'm not gonna put it past Bless. You know, Bless sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
Like oil.
Oh.
I'm from the hood, man. I had a lot of stories, man. You feel me?
I hear you, man.
It's crazy. It's crazy, man. I know, for example, one of the stories that I heard was the two twins.
Mm-mm.
They got locked up for robbing the cab.
Oh, shit.
Mm-mm.
My cousin was locked up. One of them gay right now.
Help me.
I'm gay right now, and that's why I said I hear the story. Man,
okay, about the twins. What happened to the twins? What they do?
One of them gay now. They robbed a taxi cab. They got locked up. One of them came out gay. That was a Vaseline story right there. So, you know what I mean? So if you a real man, I'm gonna beat my meat. I'm a freestyle. I'm gonna go nasty. Vaseline is too thick to be jerking off rubbing your dick. That's right, motherfucker. You might as well get a brittle pad. The brittle pad you had. You feel me? So it's
like,
nope.
Right.
Oh, I don't want to feel that.
I'm saying a lot of people, you know about the gay people in jail that get dicked on. Half of them motherfuckers, they use Vaseline.
Ooh, that's too much information, man.
Okay.
I thought you were gonna say the twins were fucking each other. I thought you were gonna say the twins were fucking each other. I was about to say, really?
Oh, no, nah, somebody else was fucking the twin.
If I want to go that way, might as well keep it in the family. Like, might as well just break all.
Oh, come on, Crush. Keep it in the family. Oh, please.
Oh,
people realize that's not part of the night, folks.
Okay, so to my random thought, I want to be skinny with no titties so we can do the 69 position standing up. Somebody said, shaking their head, and then somebody said, honey, you ain't got to be skinny for that. All you need is the right man and good balance. Laugh out loud.
Hey,
you see, I know some freaky people.
You're right about that.
More power to him.
Yeah, I know some freaky people.
It can't be me.
Okay.
You got the right person.
So, my
fact, the right person.
Was he sick? Oh, go ahead. My bad. Go ahead, finish.
My point is, man, that you got the right person. Yeah, they could do that. Me,
right.
I can't. I'm 6, even 140, so I can't do that.
Yeah, you're going to be tipping over.
Okay, so I put, he said if your man got Vaseline, he having jail flashbacks, but noodles. This guy came on and said, not true, but that's some funny shit, LOL.
These are just random thoughts we have going on, folks.
I didn't even put random, I just put that shit out there.
Once again, folks, y'all listening to Full Fantasy Radio with the Crush Hearts Black Reporter. We got Blessed Child from Trenton, New Jersey. We got PG from Milwaukee,
Wisconsin.
Easy
for you to say.
I was getting them both confused. I'm Milwaukee. Yeah, you're from Milwaukee. Nope. Anyway. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We also have Renee holding down. Hope you get better, Renee. Renee's not feeling well right now, y'all. We got John, who always got a messed up phone. Hi, John. Sorry, can't let you on. I don't know what happened to your phone. And we got Miss Brick representing Brooklyn. Wink, wink. Wake your ass up. That's all I'm saying. Folks, thank y'all. Once again, we had an awesome time on Phone Fantasy Radio. We got freaky towards the end, as we always do. Are we going into overtime tonight, folks? No?
Nah, not tonight.
Not tonight? No overtime tonight?
Not tonight. No overtime tonight.
Okay, so we're not going to overtime tonight. So I want to thank everybody for calling in and hanging out with us and having a good time with us, making us laugh. don't forget to join us next Tuesday. No, God damn it. Next Thursday. Join us next Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, as we talk about is overweight overrated? Join us next Tuesday if we talk about gay marriage. And you can join us July 7th for it's Ladies Night. There's the Double Divas, La Crush Hearts, Miss PG. We're going to be throwing 2.5 hours of kinkiness.
Oh, wait a minute. It's 2.5 hours now?
2.5 hours. That's right. It's a special occasion.
special occasion. Lord.
We're going to give that half hour because we know we're going to give that half hour for the guys to call in. How about that?
Yeah, we're going to let them
go.
Right. The last half hour
of the show we're going to give for the guys.
But you know, that's how clubs normally are anyway. So they wait till the last minute to let the guys in, and it's always toward the end of the night.
Right. What you said, Bless said you should make that the last hour.
Hour? You feel me? You got a lot of people on the phone, man. Yeah, you know.
We're gonna talk about everything. We're gonna talk about everything. All right, folks. Shout out to Cameron once again, Brick $, Dre, the guest 139, Mrs. PG, Jamie Bond, everybody that stopped by and checked us out. Really do appreciate the love. We're gonna end the note with Black Reporter saying his 2, 3, 4s and everything.
What time there was has ceased to be. There just isn't no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here yet. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, we heard everything we played. Now go around and tell that. On your face, put a big smile. LaCrush and Black Reporter will see you in a little while. We will be back on Thursday with our BBWs, all that, or are we pushing an ideal that's out the box? Until we meet again, you are in, and we are out. Good night, all.
Track Slammers. Hey.
It's a fucking night, baby, come and get me right. It's a twist inside, it's pushing you to be super high. Take your clothes off, slow and watch me to the side. The rock got me rock ready to go inside.
It's a fucking night, baby, come and get me right. Hit the twist inside, it's pushing you to be super high. Take your clothes off, slow, you can come inside. It's a rock, got me hot, so you don't stop and ride.
It's gone, so it's on. Beat that pussy cat up with my dog bone. Awesome, described every song. Made by the king, I'm the one that you should call on. When you need that heat, cause I got it, man. I make them bounce in the club like karate dance. I talk face, the flow out of here. Step up in the booth, I got the juice, no water, man. My bitch ride, her friend led. Black freaky female. They be a fan. They be going down when I be upset. So I watch them like a flick while I blow my square. Yeah. It's a rockin' night, baby, come and get me right. It's a pussy sign, it's pushing you be super high. Take your clothes off, slow and watch me suicide. The rock got me rock ready to go inside.
It's a rockin' night, baby, come and get me right. It's a pussy sign, it's pushing you be super high. Take your clothes off, slow, you can come inside. It's a fucking night, baby, come and get me right. You the only one that really get me right. You know it stays wet and it's super tight. Let's have a rough, crazy, wild, and sexy night. Up and down, most you know you need this love potion. Once look in your eye, I know you're mesmerized. These thick thighs got you fucking hypnotized. Yeah, I know I make up your nails dry. Just lay back, baby, while I blow your mind. A chick better than me, yeah, I'll never find. You fell in love with my slow wine. No fucking grind, give it to me in real time.
It's a fucking night, baby, come and get me right. It's a pussy inside, it's pushing you, you're super high. Take your clothes off, slow and watch me suicide. Rock, got me rock ready to go inside.
It's a vodka night, baby, come and get me right. Pink is good to start, it's what you'll be super high. Take your clothes off, so you can come inside. Just a rock, got me hot, so you